If you love boogie-woogie and you love piano, then you will love Henry Herbert. He is coming to the Palladium this week. Yes, this week, folks. And it is going to be on July 12th. It's the opening is our wonderful Liz Pennock. And so, with no further ado, we welcome you, Henry, to our show. Hello, how are you?
Hi, hello. Yeah, I'm doing great, doing great. How are you today?
Oh, so wonderful. So listen, yes. Let's give us a little bit of the back journey. I mean, how does a guy who, you know, was born in Europe fall in love with Jerry Lee Lewis and get boogie-woogie for the rest of his life?
Well, I mean, that music Jerry Lee's hits were sort of heard everywhere, and especially in England. And was a huge influence on him and all the American rockers were on all the British bands that came after, and they had a big presence in England. Just the songs were on the radio a lot in the '50s and in record collections, and including my dad's record collection, who was a huge music fan.
So he was a music fan, but not a musician. One of your parents?
A musician too, like a great guitarist. Great guitarist, like a classical guitarist, but he loved all music. And when I was a kid, I'd listen to his records, and he played me all the different musics, like all kinds of things, like classical music, country music, blues, jazz, everything. And what really I liked the most was the early rock and rollers and the blues. That's what really what inspired me to play when I was a kid. I just was very drawn to that music.
So Fats Domino and Pete Johnson,
absolutely,
right?
Yes. Those as well. Both of those guys too, yes.
So take us a little bit on your journey. You currently reside in probably the other place that where local music lives other than St. Pete, Austin, Texas. Tell us a little bit about your journey to become a professional and well-known musician with 70 million views on YouTube of you playing blues on the public piano in London, St. Pancras train station.
Okay. Well, it all began, like I just said, with my dad's record collection. And then when I was about 15, I was in France with my family, and I saw a fella busking on a piano in the street. And I went and spoke to him and told him how much I was admiring what he was playing. He was playing some great ragtime stuff. And then he invited me to play. And so I played a bit, and then I didn't realize he was doing this, but he passed the hat round while I was playing. And when I'd finished, he kindly gave me all the money that was in the hat. And there was quite a lot of money in there. And that's when I realized that I could do this for money and earn money playing music. And since then, I took every gig I was offered. I just made it known that I wanted to play. And I played everywhere. I did every gig you could think of for years and years in England. And then... I became, I guess you'd say, semi-professional for many years, and I was working my other job, which was I was a docker.
Really?
I think it's called a stevedore over here.
Right.
I was a dock worker, and I was loading ships in a place called Harwich, and also in London. And so I would do that during the day, sometimes start very, very early, and then at night I'd go into the clubs in London and play jazz and blues. And I guess it was a kind of an apprenticeship, and I got exposed to a lot of styles of music, and that went on for years and years and years. And then one day I was asked to join a band called the Jim Jones Review, and that was a rock and roll band that was touring all over the world, and they were a fantastic band, and I was so happy that they asked me to join. And then once I joined that band, I became a full-time musician, and I started to play all over the world. And we came to America, and that was the first time I came to America with them in about 2012. And then the band disbanded in about 2014, and we did loads of cool things. We did David Letterman show, and we did loads of great festivals, and it was just fantastic. And I always remembered America, specifically the South, like Austin, Texas, and Nashville, and Memphis, Tennessee, and just I saw how the music I loved and was only sort of performing in those places. It was like a living, breathing thing, and it was kind of a part of people's lives there. And I wanted to experience that for myself. So I began to immigrate to the US and I got a visa first and then came here on a visa. And then I picked up work all around the USA and mainly around Austin, Texas. But I was, I had a few tours. I had some residencies in Austin every week and I built up a following there. And then the green card was approved in 2023. And so now I live here permanently.
You're in Nashville. I'm wrong about that.
I've moved to Nashville now, yes.
Yes.
About a year ago, I moved to Nashville, and I'm having a great time here, and I work a lot here, and there's many things here. Austin's great, too. I love both, and I frequently go back to Austin to play and see my friends.
We have a terrific guy here, Greg O. Anderson, who moved from Austin a couple years ago. So I think he's actually coming to your show as well.
That's cool.
Yeah, but he's also, a fellow Austin person. So you are working on a new album, I hear. Is that right?
That's right. Well, actually, we just finished it.
Tell us all about that.
Okay. It all began during the pandemic. And there was not much going on for me in the music world. So I began to write songs, and I kept writing songs, and I just kept writing and writing and writing. Maybe wrote about 50 songs, and then I send them to some friends, and this is always how it goes, and they put some guitar and drums on them, and then we played them live a lot when the venues opened up, and we figured out which ones were the best songs, and we recorded them in Austin, and there was one song I had left over that was about, it was about that period of my life where I was a dock worker, and prior to that, there'd been some very hard times in my life, and it was about that, and so I was always reluctant to record it, but then I felt like since my life kind of come full circle, really, I should definitely put it on the record, so we went and recorded that in Nashville a couple of days ago, and I'm very happy with how it turned out.
What's the name of that song?
That song is called Cold City Blues.
Ooh. I sense awards.
Oh, thank you. Well, maybe whatever the music version of a Golden Raspberry Award is, maybe. But I don't know if I'm the kind of guy who gets awards. Maybe.
Well, honestly, I think that it's so exciting that Boogie Woogie the blues has always been inspired by rock and vice versa. But I think that there's a renaissance of Boogie Woogie music. Talk to me a little bit about that.
I believe you're right. I think I just went to Japan, did a 2-week tour of Japan and Australia, and there's a lot of people came out, and there's a lot of people who like Boogie Woogie. I was surprised and very happily surprised to see all these people turn out, and I've realized that a lot of other people, boogie players from America and from Europe, had been to Japan, and so it seems to be a little movement going on over there, and the European festival scene has always kept it alive.
Really? Is that right?
Alive.
Tell us about that. That's interesting.
Yeah, there was a couple of guys in Germany in the 70s. There was Axel Zwingenberger and Vince Weber. They were two guys who became real passionate fans of Boogie Woogie Piano, and they studied that music, and they then wrote new pieces within the genre and new, which have now become standards, because they were recorded nearly 40 years ago now, some of them. So it's not that, in the history, if we're looking at the big picture, that's not that far removed from when the first guys like Albert Ammons and Pete Johnson were doing it, and certainly not from when the Rock and Rollers were doing it, Jerry Lee Lewis and Fats Domino and those guys. So it's...
Did you ever get to see those guys?
I saw Vince one time in England, and he was great. Never saw Axel. I hope to see Axel one day, because he's probably he's number one guy in the world right now, I think, doing that stuff.
Well, folks, we'll include that name we'll try to find a link to them to put our stories. Well, you have played a lot of festivals, from Milan, Piano Festival, to the International Jazz Fest in Switzerland. We always know that jazz is so funny because people like Chico Freeman, live in Switzerland, jazz is big. But yes. You also worked as a session and sideman with Brian Adams,
yes,
Fabulous
right.
Thunderbirds, Theo Lawrence.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Charlie Sexton.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, I mean, each of those experiences was wonderful in its own way. Some of those guys, one of those guys in particular you mentioned, Brian Adams, he's like a global superstar. And yet, when I worked with him, he's a very down-to-earth guy and very cool. It was just a very pleasant experience to work with him. And Theo Lawrence, we wrote a song together, which went on his record, and he's like a country singer. And he's great. And that was a fun experience. Fabulous Thunderbirds, that was just amazing. That was because I used to listen to them when I was a kid, and it was a real dream to get to play with them. And I've done a few tours with Kim Wilson's blues band as well, which he does as a separate thing to the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
There's a wonderful quote about you that I think, you know, having watched Liz, I mean, it's like watching a supercharged boogie piano maestro, but your music doesn't just move crowds, said one person. It rearranges molecules, and it is very intense and cathartic. And boogie woogie is difficult because you're a professional musician playing piano, but the boogie woogie, talk to me a little bit about how you muster up that incredible piano mastery.
Well, I think I'm a bit embarrassed when I hear mastery used because I don't consider myself to be a master. I consider myself to be a student of the form.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think we're just channels for the music, and it's a gift that we've been given, either through talent or hard work or sometimes both. And then it exists within us, and then we put it out to the world, and then maybe someone else will take it and it will go inside them and they'll put it out to the world. And so to get into a positive mindset to play, and to, it is cathartic for me, and I hope for the audience too, I just let myself be open to receiving that energy. And that energy can come from the audience, or it can come from inside me, it's already there, or it can come from just having a great experience, like, you know, connecting to nature. I was just in Hawaii recently, and I played a couple of shows in Hawaii.
At the Blue Note, right?
Blue Note, yes, and a place called Pro Arts on Maui, which is a beautiful little theatre. And just being in Hawaii and just absorbing that, the natural beauty, just look at the sea, listen to the birds, just all that's energy, and that goes inside, and it's positive energy, and then you put it out into the music, and then that's how I'd answer that one.
I love that. Tell us a little bit about Josh Williams on bass and Damian Lanes on drums. They're playing with you at the Palladium show. Tell us a little bit about them and how you met them.
Well, I met those guys in Austin. They're probably the number one guys in Austin for this kind of thing. And I was lucky to get them because they're both very busy now, touring as well as playing in Austin. Josh just come off the road with JD McPherson, and Damian. Damien was another guy who was kind of a hero when I was growing up because I'd listened to these records that he played on, especially the Nick Curran records. And I always thought he was great. And then now he's become a friend and a colleague. So it's quite amazing. And he's great. And he's just about to go out on the road with Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. And so I'm lucky to get him because they're both, as they should be, being very busy. And so it's a little window of time where all three of us could get together in the same place, so I'm very happy about that.
Folks, if you just joined me for Music Scene, I'm talking to Henry Herbert. He is going to be performing on July 12th at the Palladium, Boogie Woogie and Blues. Opening for him is the one and only Liz Pennock and Dr. Blues, and we are having just a great time. So, tell us a little bit about some of the songs you'll be playing at this concert.
Okay, well, I love the classic boogie, so I'll be playing a bunch of that stuff, some of the standards. I know people want to hear those by Albert Ammons and Pete Johnson and various other things, and also some blues. We love the blues, and we'll play some of the old standards that we used to play. And this lineup that's playing tonight, we had a residency at a place in Austin called the Elephant Room, which is a jazz club, and we used to do a weekly show there, and I love to play some of the old standards, some of the old Hoagy Carmichael and George Gershwin type stuff. And so we'll throw out a few of those. Also, plenty of rock and roll, because that's what we love.
And our feet will be
stomping.
I think it's
nice to get to hear rock and roll on the piano. Is a nice opportunity for people to hear some of that.
Tell us a little bit about your personal life and what you do when you're not at the piano or touring, and do you have pets, and what are your passions other than music?
Okay, yeah, I don't have any pets. I would love to have a dog, but I can't have a dog because I'm away too much. But I do enjoy sitting dogs for other people on occasion when I'm able to do that, when I'm around long enough. And I like to watch classic movies from the 1950s and 60s and 70s. Like, I love that. So I like to go to the cinema. I love to hike. And whenever I get the chance, if there's enough time around a gig, I'll find out where the good hiking place is and go and do a hike. This was especially a great opportunity in Hawaii and in Japan as well.
And
so
classic
I'm always
movies?
Excited for that.
By classic movies, do you mean Hitchcock and things like that? Rear Window?
Love Alfred Hitchcock. Love that. Love both of those movies. And I love the music. I love the music in the movies.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. Is the music, for someone who's a musician, watching classic movies must be an experience, and really, I mean, they were just so beautifully scored and music was used in such unique ways.
Yes, it is. And some of the DVDs they have a feature on them where you can just hear the music. You just have the music, the film with no talking, and you just have the music track on. And that's really interesting. But I love that guy, Bernard Herrmann, who wrote most of, I don't know if he wrote most of them. He wrote a lot of the famous Alfred Hitchcock themes like Psycho, Vertigo, North by Northwest. And his compositions are just wonderful, and they're so evocative. And I love to listen to those. And you can learn a lot from that the way, especially about dynamics, when you got very, in movies like that, you sometimes have very intense moments followed by very quiet moments or very intimate moments, and the music reflects all that. And that's nice to get inspired by that.
You could really hear the echoes of Boogie Woogie in the quiet moments too, don't you? I mean, I always find that when I listen to a Boogie Woogie tune and then it's over, I'm still reverberating.
Yeah, oh, for sure, yeah. I agree.
So, Henry, I see you have an incredible tour coming up. You're headed back to Austin. Is that right?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Then Madison, Tennessee, which I would say is somewhere near Nashville?
That is. It's north of Nashville. It's a place called Dees where I have, I guess you'd call it a loose residency, where I sometimes, when I'm not on tour, I'll go and play there. But it's kind of far away, so maybe it does count as a tour.
Well, then, instead of hanging out with loose people at Dee's, which is where I would hang out just by the name of it, Dee's Country Cocktail Lounge, I love that name.
Then
you go to London, and then you go to Lithuania to play in a church in December. What the heck? Tell us about that.
That's a very big, very, very big church from Lithuanian. It's an old building in Lithuania. Was the last country in Europe to have Christianity as an official religion. So that means that there's loads of sort of pagan iconography everywhere, and buildings and like gargoyles and things and all that kind of thing. And there's everywhere. And that particular church is full of all that kind of thing. And it's fascinating. And it's that particular church is called St. Catherine's Church. And they have a festival every year called Christupo Festival, which means Christopher Festival. And I played there. I was going to play there in 2019. And then, no, 2020. And then the pandemic shut everything down. And then I think last year I was finally able to play there. And it was a great experience. And it's the church becomes purely a venue for the festival. It's not, it's only a church because it's built as a church. For that concert, it's just a venue. I guess you'd say it's a secular venue. And so everyone comes to comes out, and it's amazing to play in that environment because those old buildings were built before PA systems and before amplifiers. And so the piano itself just rings out really loud, just naturally really loud, just because that's what those, a lot of the buildings, the thought went into the buildings was to get human voices to project and to soar, you know, and to really be heard organically. So it's a great experience to play in that environment. And
well, they always say
it's a beautiful country. I love it.
And they always say that when you sing, God hears you twice. Well, then when you play the piano, God must be hearing you three times.
Maybe. Yeah, that's cool.
So, listen, it's just been a delight to talk to you today. Please share with our listeners what they can expect and what you're looking forward to seeing when you're here in St. Pete, please.
Okay. You mean what they can expect from my show?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's going to be a highly energetic experience of piano and great guys backing me up, and lots of classic blues and boogie woogie and rock and roll music. And I try and get them all singing along. And sometimes audiences need some encouragement to do that. And sometimes they don't. And when I was in Japan, everyone was singing along.
In English or in Japanese?
In English. A lot of Japanese appreciators of the blues, they understand the lyrics and what they mean. They figure them out. Yeah.
Well, folks, you heard it first here on Radio St. Pete. Please go to the website on the Palladium. We'll have the link. Henry Herbert is coming. He is in demand. He's a boogie-woogie piano stomp. He's possessed by Jerry Lee Lewis and the devil, they say, and his new album is coming out in September. Henry, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to hearing you rock that piano.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
For Music Scene, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.